Playlist Studios.
It's Monday, January 3rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The LA Unified School District says students, faculty, and staff will have to show a recent negative COVID-19 test before they can return to school when classes resume next week. And that goes whether you are fully vaccinated and boosted or not. Also, LA Unified has pushed back students' first day of the spring semester from next Monday to the following day, Tuesday, January 11th. Lots of local school district plus private schools resume classes today. Martin Ramos says his children's private school in Montebello delayed reopening until Wednesday. He says the school wants to see a recent negative COVID-19 test before kids can return. It's okay by Ramos. He says he plans to test his children every week just in case.
I think anything we can do to ensure that the student body and teachers and faculty are going to be safe is a great move.
Gina Pessapane says she'll keep her son home from his Manhattan Beach preschool, at least for this week. She's worried about the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant.
My son being too young to be able to be vaccinated, we're worried that he would get exposed to it.
Gina says she was hoping her son's preschool would require testing. She says she's waiting to see if any cases pop up before she sends him back. The Orange County Healthcare Agency says the number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals across the county today stands at 545. Now, that's more than 100 above the total we reported as we headed into the New Year's holiday weekend. And it's just a handful shy of where we were during the summer surge of cases. State figures show LA County's hospital count today at 2,168. That's about where the county was last February when last winter's case surge was coming down. So a question to LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer, isn't 2022 supposed to bring an end to the pandemic?
There's no crystal ball in it. It's becoming, you know, harder and harder to really predict the future with this pandemic. So I don't want to go there and say, you know, where I think we're going to be in 2022. I do know we have a rough patch in front of us, but I also know we have tools we didn't have last time to help us get through this.
Like the COVID-19 vaccines. Of those 545 COVID-19 patients in Orange County hospitals, 87% were unvaccinated when they got sick. If you're unvaccinated in California, you are at least 14 times more likely to end up in the hospital if you get infected with COVID-19. So get vaccinated and get boosted. And speaking of boosters, the Food and Drug Administration has made three big changes to the emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine booster. KPCC Community Engagement Reporter Carla Javier has the details.
The first is that the FDA is shortening the amount of time between your second Pfizer dose and your Pfizer booster. It used to be 6 months. Now they're saying you only have to wait 5 months. The second change is that 12 to 15-year-olds can get a booster. Before that, you had to be 16 or older. And then the third one applies to this very specific group of younger kids between 5 and 11 who have had organ transplants or who have these certain conditions that make them immunocompromised. The FDA now says that they are eligible for what's called a third dose of Pfizer a month after their second dose.
KPCC's Carla Javier, she says, after FDA approval comes an okay from the CDC, its vaccine advisory committee will meet on Wednesday. And as Omicron spreads, that fashionable cloth face mask, the one you've been wearing for most of the pandemic, well, that thing just won't cut it anymore. Dr. Peter Chin Hong at the UC San Francisco Medical Center says to keep the Omicron variant of COVID-19 away, you're going to need something better.
We're not dealing with the other variants anymore. This is a very, very transmissible variant that can probably linger in the air for longer than Delta or Alpha or the California variant. So we need to up our mask game if you want to stay uninfected.
And what does that mean? Well, it means you're going to have to wear those N95 masks or a 3-ply surgical mask or double mask if you can't find either of those. Dr. Peter Chin Hong at the UC San Francisco Medical Center is one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk, and there will be another one tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.